This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We're going to waste absolutely zero time in getting to our next guest here, Senator Eric Schmidt, your senator and my adopted senator, back with us here on the Annie Fry Show. Thank you so much for the time today. It's a pleasure to have you back.
Sure thing. I'm glad. Listen, I'm so glad that you are a Missouri plus one. You're like the plus one for Missouri.
Man, Illinois is flirting with that no state income tax thing, and I'm like doing that side eye, that look over my shoulder meme, you know, that everybody sees. We got to ask you about the situation that took place between Zelensky and Trump in the Oval Office on Friday. I'm not even going to preface it with any sort of specific question. What happened?
Well, I posted about this on X. I was pretty animated about this because I just think it was a total disaster on Zelensky's part. He had been difficult. Look, President Trump ran on ending this war. I mean, look at some of the polling that's out. The American people do not want to get involved in this sort of entanglement. The American taxpayers sort of tapped out here. So President Trump wants to bring peace. This is not something Biden wanted to do or was capable of doing. The only person in the world who can do this is President Trump. And so I actually went over to Munich a couple of weeks ago. I did not meet with Zelensky, but my message to our European allies was, it's time for you guys to pay up. We are tired of subsidizing your liberal social welfare governments for generations now. You need to start providing for your own defense. And interestingly, they sort of got it. Now, I don't know how they're going to get there, but they need to reinvigorate their industrial base. And we need to do some of that, too. But the point is, the partnership or the alliance is totally out of balance right now. So that was my message there. But as that was happening, you know, this minerals deal conversation sort of came up and had been moving forward now for a few weeks. And he had been difficult. And he's the one that wanted to come to the White House. He's the one that wanted to be there. And when he got there, he was just showed a lot of ingratitude. He wanted to relitigate everything over and over. All the guy had to do, literally, was put a suit on or whatever, whatever you're wearing, sit there, smile, say thank you, have lunch, and sign the agreement. That's it. But he decided to hot dog it in there, and it was embarrassing for him. He was escorted out. He should have been. That is a pretty low bar, Annie, in that kind of an Oval Office room like that. It's basically, it's just for the cameras. Yeah. You know, you don't need to get into an argument with the president and the vice president. So he blew it. He missed the gimme putt, and I don't know where this goes now. I don't know that we can trust to work with him as a business partner in that sense anymore. So we'll see what happens, but it was a total debacle. President Trump is committed to bringing peace. We are not going to continue to fund an endless war with a blank check. So the time to come to the table is now. Trump's the only guy who can pull it off.
We're speaking with Senator Eric Schmidt. When Zelensky came in there and had that type of attitude, I just played a clip from an NBC report, I should say, in 2022, where it reported on Biden getting miffed at Zelensky for not being grateful on that phone call. And NBC, of course, reported on it like, oh, look at Joe Biden advocating for the American people. He wants to see some gratitude. Do you think right. that Zelensky came in with that attitude because he thought he was going to publicly win this argument with Donald Trump and still get what he wants? Or is what happened what Zelensky wanted.
Well, maybe. I mean, every room he walks into with a lot of these globalist types, he gets a standing ovation. And look, the Ukrainian people and him, to a large degree, have shown great courage, right? Like that, I'm not taking anything away from that. But there's no path. Like, part of the problem, there's no path to victory. No one can tell you what victory even looks like, right? And the old adage of that they've been using is someday it'll be your boys, and or just give us another year and Russia will be on its knees. No one wants to hear that anymore. It is a stalemate. It's a meat grinder. It's a meat grinder. Hundreds of thousands of people have died. It's time for this thing to end. And I just think there's just sort of this misplaced Trump derangement syndrome happening, that the Democrats and so many on the left, they hate Trump so much that it clouds their view of, like, a president that wants to bring peace. Like, if this was a Democrat, Annie, they'd be already talking about him on his way to, a Nobel Peace Prize. So it's just strange. I don't really completely understand it. But now the Democrats are the party of forever wars and censorship.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's kind of who they are. So it's weird.
It is super weird. It's weird to consume from here, being so far away from it. And your perspective, Senator Schmidt, on it is really, really valuable. You know, one of the things that has been underreported in my mind, and maybe I'm thinking too much about it, is one of the things Zelensky said is that to Trump and Vance and the whole, you know, Rubio's in there, this whole room full of people who are here to try to help bring peace to Ukraine. What you hear from Zelensky, he says, you know, you don't know because you have the benefit of an ocean, but you will know. What did that mean?
Well, I think that's one of the things that Trump took particular offense to. Was that a threat? Was that? But the reality is, again, he's relitigating for the cameras stuff that it kind of is what it is. I mean, we're at where we're at with this thing, and there needs to be diplomacy, right? There needs to be the what the Biden folks and kind of the, I would say, the Wilsonian establishment, and I'll explain what that means in just a second, they've had their run at this, and they've totally failed. Our post-Cold War foreign policy has been aimless, and then you see with the USAID scandal, all the stuff we're funding, like DEI around the world, has become totally corrupt. So what President Trump is doing, and J.D. Vance, I would include myself in this category, and I posted about this too to try to give more color to this from a 30,000-foot view, we can't be everywhere all at once all the time. We're not the global cops. This American realism is this idea that we are interested in core national interests of the United States of America. And what those are protecting the homeland and understanding that the 21st century is going to be defined by who wins this great powers competition between the United States of America and Communist China. That is how history will judge this entire century. So, in order for us to effectively do that, our European allies have to step up in a much more meaningful way. For example, if they contributed the same amount we do to defense, it would free up about $300 billion a year for us to go take care of the things that we need to take care of to keep our people safe. They refuse to do it. So President Trump's putting pressure on them to step up in a much more meaningful way. We'll see if they do it. The problem is, even if they wanted to, this deindustrialization that's happened in Europe and most recently in Germany doesn't even allow them, if they pump more money into it, to make the munitions necessary for this stuff. And we don't have the industrial base to be everywhere all at once all the time either, because you are making choices in a world of scarcity between building tanks for a land war in Europe or long-range fires in the Indo-Pacific. That's the truth. So the people need to just stop lying to everybody and pretend that we can be everywhere and we can do everything. We have to make decisions based on priorities that are American priorities. And so that's what President Trump's doing. And that's why these people are losing their, you know, that's why they're losing their minds.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it's such a disruption to what people have been used to in this global order. And so that's what I support, is getting back to this place where we're standing up for America. And it doesn't mean we're not going to have allies. Of course we're going to have allies. But they need to do their fair share too.
Last question before we let you go. You can answer this as quickly as you like. Is there a possibility still that situations change and we are still able to complete that minerals deal? Or is that not in our interest?
Yes. I mean, I just think Zelensky needs to stop talking like a tough guy and get back to that. I don't know. I don't know that he can do it. I really don't know if he's in the position to do it. But if Ukraine has any chance of ending this war, they're going to have to sign the minerals deal, because guess what? We should get our money back. And then we get Russia to the table, and then you negotiate this thing. And I don't even know if that'll happen for sure, Annie, but I know it's not going to happen unless, whoever's leading Ukraine comes back to the table and signs that deal.
Yeah, it makes me wonder if Zelensky has any interest at all or benefit in not achieving peace, but I guess we'll have
to. It certainly looked, you know, you could, an alternative theory is maybe that's actually, they don't want peace. Maybe they just want to keep going on. And I think that if that's the decision, I don't think that's going to be a good outcome for them.
Yep. And then there's no American interest in that because we're trying to achieve peace. And Donald Trump has been a great advocate for it. Senator Eric Schmidt, thank you for being with us here today. We always appreciate your time.
All right, Annie. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. You as well. Bye-bye. Gosh, I could talk to him for a long time.
I just
left like 7 really great questions on the table.
That's a real shame.
It is. He told me he had 7 minutes. I took like maybe 8.5. Sometimes, you know, they'll tell you like, oh, we got 7 minutes. They reached out to Brad. Brad was texting me and messaging me like crazy today to try to get the okay on that. Because we have Ryan Schmelz, who we just got done talking on Capitol Hill. We got Steve Moore at 105. We've got Will Chamberlain with the Article 3 Project. We don't usually do 4 guests. But what Brad was really worried about was bumping Wiggins America. He wanted my A-OK on it.
But he came in to me real cavalier about it. Like, hey, we're just going to bump you.
I went the Zelensky route on him.
Did you say, get out of here?
I didn't appreciate that. I had my vice president, Mark Cox, sitting right next to me.
Oh, boy. Mark, send the text to Ryan Wiggins. I'm going to give you that cell phone.
I really hope he's not listening. That will come back.
I had my vice president, Mark Cox, with
me
right now.
He was ready to stand up for me. I said, hang on. Let's handle this diplomatically.
Well, you know, it's a monarchy in the Mark Cox world. I'm pretty sure you're the jester.
Yeah, I think so. I think you might be right. I didn't get a text yet, which means he was not listening.
You give him a little bit of time.
No.
It might be lengthy.
You know what? There's a 3-second, 4-second delay? Oh, there it comes.
One of the questions that the threat. You don't understand what it's like because you have the benefit of an ocean, but you will understand. If he wouldn't have gone to the, like, you will understand part, you have the benefit of an ocean. Well, geography. High five. But you will understand? What the fudge brownies
that's
that
what I'm saying. Yeah, I was saying this in the first segment that it's ridiculous that not just Zelensky, but everybody in the Western world is trying to bait America into thinking, well, you really have, you have a vested interest in your own national security. No, I'm not saying it's impossible that Russia gets out of hand. But you think Russia is going to attack the United States? I mean, they can't even handle Ukraine. They can't even beat them. Off my soapbox.
This is another thing I wanted to ask about, but it's just like a theory that I have. And as much as I would like to just toss, you know, bounce theories off of Eric Schmidt, he's got lots of better things to do. The joint address to Congress is tomorrow night. And I would say Trump is had an A+ first month. Can you score higher than A+? I don't know. I mean, polling is showing that moderates to some Democrats are even like, I'm not mad at what he's doing so far. It's going so well for Donald Trump. The way that the media and the Democrats have thrived is by creating gray area where when they all put their hands in the middle and agree on the scandal, they just run with it. There aren't facts that are involved. Well, we find them years later when people don't care and they've already prejudged Donald Trump for a bunch of bologna sausage that have been reported on the air for years and years. I think they needed a controversy. They need something that will cause a flare-up of emotions that exist when it comes to Donald Trump. Because they have too many people in their own camp who are like, this isn't really that bad. I thought this was the end of democracy, but it looks like we might be getting it back. I don't know. I want to see what happens here next. Maybe not saying it publicly, but they could certainly tell in their numbers, the polling numbers that people are reporting.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So when you're paying attention to how the Democrats got it handed to them in November, watching Donald Trump make good on so many promises every day, just we can't even keep up with all of the things that he's reporting on or that he's doing. We can't report on it fast enough. They need a controversy. And when you put in to the equation, the Zelensky equation, this meeting with Senator Murphy, which I don't really know a whole lot about Senator Murphy, but everybody's talking about Senator Murphy and explaining how he's just like exactly what you expect from a Trump deranged, hating Democrat who's trying to make a name for themselves. You start to kind of understand a little bit more about why maybe if you can instigate some sort of controversy that exists between Zelensky and Trump, what is one of the things that people, if you go on social media, what is one of the things that indicates that you're a lefty? A Ukrainian flag. Mm-hmm. They're more unified. If you put an American flag in your profile, you are center to right. But if you want to indicate that you are left-leaning, you will have a Ukrainian flag. That's like a rallying point for the left. Weird. Super weird to me. Create a controversy that reminds people, oh, you've got to choose Trump or Zelensky. Who are you going to choose? Well, for people on the left who wake up in the morning trying to find another reason to fulfill their hatred for Donald Trump, was Zelensky encouraged to do that? Was he encouraged to just kind of, oh, trip over the rug and dump some salt in an open wound for Donald Trump? Donald Trump's open wound is the American taxpayer who is sick and tired of shoveling, I don't know what, pallets or buckets of cash over to other countries who don't have our best interest at heart. Then you get a controversy the weekend before the joint address, and maybe you put the paddles on the Democratic Party and get a little bit of that fervor back. Maybe. It's a theory I have. Steve Moore, Will Chamberlain, 1 o'clock hour.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.